Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sore at the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Very excited about having our good friend Ted Fishman back on the show. Ted is a 16-year member of our Brain Trust. He's a veteran journalist, former commodities trader. He's one of our China experts, one of our Asia Pacific Rim experts. He's an amazing reporter, the author of China Inc., which is still a landmark book. His follow-up book to that, on demographics, Shock of Gray. It's about the aging of the world's population. And folks, this is a major implication. I talked to you earlier in the hour about the impact of implications, and demographics is one of the big ones. He's our good friend Ted Fishman. Welcome back.
So glad to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's a big week in demographics. There's been a lot of news on it.
I want to point out something. Yeah. What I was telling the audience earlier is if you want to become a professional manager of your business, you've got to not, when you look at the reality in front of you, you can't just react to what you see. You have to think about the implications for tomorrow or for a year or 3 or 5 years from now. And demographics is the definition of demographics, isn't it?
It sure is. It's the contours of the population. And you know, if you're seeing problems with hiring or getting customers in, or your town is growing or not growing, the underlying root causes of that are usually demographic.
Well, talk to us about, from your perspective, what is the 30,000-foot perspective on demographics today?
Well, right now the world's going through a huge shift because in nearly every country in the world, with a few notable exceptions, populations are shifting older and older. And that just means that birth rates are going down and women are putting off having kids until later. And it's shrinking in these big markets, China, Europe, U.S., elsewhere in East Asia. This pool of, you know, workers in their prime years is just contracting almost everywhere.
Wow.
So we have to rethink the workforce. Who do we consider in their prime years? Who do we look for as workers? It's shifting consumption because as people age, they consume very differently. Often they consume far more healthcare and far fewer consumer goods.
Right.
And in the United States right now, a country where we've always prided ourselves on being young, we have huge swaths of the country. Nearly half of the counties in the United States are shrinking dramatically. 40% are shrinking at a level that's at the same level as Japan.
They're shrinking in terms of the average population.
There's fewer births. There's fewer people moving in. And in 80% of the counties, they're in some kind of decline. So 40% in crisis, I would say, and 80% in decline heading towards crisis.
So part of it is they're going somewhere else, and part of it is they're not appearing at all.
Yeah, it's both of those things. So we have these powerhouse regions in the United States, which is a good thing. You know, a lot of countries have only one powerhouse
region. Florida, Texas,
we're blessed with many,
Colorado,
many of them.
Places like that, Georgia.
Yeah, Colorado, you know, the big metros that have tech clusters in them.
Right,
You know, San Antonio was the fastest growing Austin, you're right.
Austin and the Research Triangle in North Carolina, places like that.
Yeah. And then, you know, some of the very large metros that are not as blessed are shrinking. I'm in one of them, Chicago.
Yeah.
So, you know, we now are looking at an administration which is committed to spreading the wealth, so to speak, and developing these mid-sized markets with an infrastructure plan the hopes can revive some of these cities with both with spending to build stuff and with education spending. And it's a heavy lift.
Well, especially when you're
not
qualified
to do it. Nobody's been successful
at
that, yeah.
Even if their intentions are noble, which I'm not so sure about the nobility of their intentions, but putting that aside, I don't know anybody on the left or the right who thinks government is adept at pulling that
well, nobody's
off.
Nobody's pulled it off yet.
Yeah.
Maybe the New Deal did some of it, but it didn't do all of it. And yeah. It's a very hard thing. And then we are a country that is committed to not having an industrial policy, so we don't have the government move jobs and industries around.
Mm-hmm. So now that we've set the table for this scary scenario, we come back, I'm going to get Ted to connect the dots on the implications. What does all this mean? He just gave us the reality in front of us. Where are the dots going to go in the next 3 to 5 years? After the break with Ted Fishman, I'm Jim Lysenkamp. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.